Hello, I'm Nemoine Delaney at the CNN Center in Atlanta. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Iowa's governor's office now says 5 deaths have been linked to the flooding. 3 rivers have poured out of their Iowa banks and swallowed nearby towns, and even a college campus is submerged. Floodwaters have swamped more than a dozen buildings at the University of Iowa, but it could have been much worse. Students and faculty had spent days sandbagging. And today in Cedar Rapids, safety officials have blocked the return of worried homeowners. They say it's too dangerous for thousands of evacuees to make their way back into the flood zone. NATO-led forces are redeploying around Kandahar to do battle with the Taliban. Afghan officials say hundreds of Taliban fighters have taken over villages in the area. Kandahar was once a key Taliban stronghold. The coalition's latest move comes 3 days after a Taliban attack on Kandahar's prison that freed hundreds of fighters. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown is increasing the UK's presence in Afghanistan. His defence minister announced today that the Prime Minister has committed an additional 230 soldiers. That will push Britain's Afghan strength to slightly more than 8,000 soldiers. During talks with President Bush this morning, Mr. Brown also downplayed talks that Britain is reducing its Iraq presence and backed up Mr. Bush's view that there should be no timetable for leaving Iraq. Gay couples in California will be allowed to get married starting this evening. Diane Olsen and Robin Tyler will be the first same-sex couple to legally tie the knot in Los Angeles County at the Beverly Hills Courthouse. The two women were original plaintiffs in the lawsuit that led to the state overturning its ban. The same-sex marriage issue will be revisited in November when voters cast ballots on a proposed constitutional amendment banning it. Well, as if gas and food price increases weren't enough, now just flipping the light switch on is going to lighten your wallet. USA Today reports utilities are raising prices up to 29%. The companies say much of the increases are due to rising fuel costs. Higher costs in the construction industry are also to blame. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.